Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I'm really pleased to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between two and three, we've got Catherine from Stable One. We talked to her about mid last year. They were setting up church halls for some of the homeless to sleep in. We want to find out how that went and what they're going to do this year. And I believe they've also might be expanding that. And between one and two, we'll have Grant Hutchinson in to talk about a few various things. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Belinda. Now, Belinda's with Southern Cross Camps. We've talked to Belinda probably once a year. We always like to find out a bit. So first of all, welcome, Belinda.
Hi, Alan, and thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Not a problem. And I should mention to anybody, and I know Catherine, Belinda got caught in it, I got caught, there are roadworks down coming through Coldstream and they can hold you up quite a bit. And I got caught in this morning, forgot to tell Belinda, so Catherine or any of those that are coming up here, please be aware that it can take you a while to get through Coldstream. But anyway, all's good. Belinda's here and away we're going to go. Belinda, just for the new listeners, because I know we have a few new listeners, just tell them basically why the Southern Cross Camps were set up and how long ago, plus.
Absolutely. So Southern Cross Kids Camps run camps for kids that have had a really rough start to life.
Yep.
So most of them are involved in or reside in the foster care system or are being supported by social services in different ways. So what we get to do is once these children are referred in to us, we get to take them on camp, and during that week our commitment to them is that we give them the best week of the year. And we do
that. I bet for some of them it's the best week of their life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So some of the things that set our camps apart are that each child that comes on camp has their own adult buddy to take care of them for the week. So
good.
It's pretty resource-intensive things to do, but we absolutely think it's worthwhile. So children get referred into us through social services,
child protection.
Yeah, those sorts of areas. And then once they have a place on camp, they have a standing invitation to come back every year.
It's not just a once-off and terrific, yep.
That's right. So it really gives them something to look forward to.
Yep.
And often, you know, in the foster system, unfortunately, it can be quite tumultuous. They can move locations. They can be in and out of different places. And so we really get the honour of being that steady thing that's anchored in the calendar every year that they have to look forward to and come back to.
That's one of the, and I don't say problems because there are some really terrific people out there doing it, but very often they may only want to take the child short term or sometimes they don't work out with that family. So very often, you know, they can change two or three times in fairly rapid succession, because sometimes they're just taken out of this dangerous situation and put into somewhere short term anyway.
That's right. Look, there's so many different facets to the foster system, and I just take my hats off to the people that are involved in foster care. They're absolutely legends, and they do so much unseen work behind the scenes. But it is tumultuous. There is a lot of uncertainty. The courts and things can change the situations quite rapidly, and we do see that in the lives of these kids.
I bet. Now, we should mention, I know we've got MacKillop Family Services are advertising with us, Anchor down in Lilydale. There are just so many. They are desperate for foster carers, absolutely desperate. So if you're thinking of doing it, get onto one of the websites, talk to the group, and I'm sure they'll find something, whether you want a child for a weekend or a day or whether it be long-term, whatever it is. However, we're here to talk about Southern Cross Camps. Belinda, how often is it only once a year you run the camps?
So we run our camps whenever it's school holidays. We have 19 camps around the country and each camp runs annually. So we've just had our January camps happen. We had four great camps take place across January.
You had one of them in the Yarra Valley around this area?
We did, yes. Yeah, we had our Yarra Rangers Wild Camp, which is actually for the graduates of our primary camp that runs in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
And after we've had those kids coming along for 5 years of their primary school time, they graduate into what we call a wild camp, and that's for teenagers. It's a newer part of our program, and it's a way that we can continue to engage with the campers in those pretty tricky teenage years.
Wow. Anybody who's got teenagers can attest to that, can't they?
I'd say so.
I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Belinda from Southern Cross Camps. Now, you just mentioned in passing, as though we should know, but we don't, you said they graduate to a wild camp. So a wild camp is out in the middle of the desert somewhere. So what do you actually mean by a wild camp?
Well, it's a bit hard to find a desert around here. So the next best thing is the bush. But so when children come to our camps, most of our camps were designed around a model that was designed for primary age children.
Right.
So kids that are in grades between grade 2 and grade 6 are eligible to be referred to our camps. And once they start on camp, they have that ongoing invitation to come back every year.
Yeah.
That's really great till you get to grade 6.
Yep.
And you've been coming to camp for all these years and it's your favourite week of the year and you've loved having your buddies and all the activities. Yep. And then it's a really hard moment when that ends.
Yep.
And what we've realised in looking at our camps and our model and the kids that we serve is that often by that time, if they've done 4 or 5 camps with us, we might well have the longest standing relationship with them in their lives.
Probably.
Often we've known them longer than the people that they're living with.
I would say that's probably very true.
Yeah. And so we wondered, and the other thing is that when we get talking to the kids, they pretty much all tell us the same couple of things about camp. When we say, you know, what's your favourite thing about camp? And you'd be tempted to think it's going to be the flying fox or the foam pit or the slime or some new and exciting activity, but they pretty much always tell us it's their adult buddy. They love that undivided attention of someone that's just completely there to be their friend, help them succeed for the week.
They don't have anybody to listen to them, do they?
Exactly right. Yeah. And so what camp does is it amplifies things and so they end up building this really incredible relationship with their buddy across the week.
Yep.
And then they've got this relationship that's been going for years with the camps. And so the next thing they usually tell us is when they grow up, they want to come back and be a buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't have a really great answer to that other than that, well, when you're 18, come and get in contact with us. And so when we thought about all these things, the amount of rapport and relationship we've already got, the fact that they love their buddies and they want to be buddies, we thought perhaps we've got a role to play in those formative teenage years as well. So that's where Wild Camp came from. So not all of our camps have this, but our Yarra Rangers camp was our first camp, and it's been our pilot ground for establishing this Wild Camp, which we're now starting to roll out in other states and areas. But
so
basically,
what is the Wild Camp?
Yep. When they finish grade six, we do a graduation, we celebrate their years on the primary camp, and then we also invite them to the Wild Camp.
Yep.
And that runs from year seven to year 10.
Yep.
Again, an annual invitation.
Yep.
And it's exclusively for kids that have come off our junior program, so it's not taking new referrals in.
Yep.
But for the kids that have tracked with us already, it's an opportunity to really focus on sort of a challenge by choice, slightly more adventure-based
That's
camp.
What I'm getting at. Is it the things, well, you call it wild, but you're not going to go... Let them go wild.
We don't let them go completely wild, but we do go out in the wild. So there's a lot of journey-focused activities that build courage across the week. So,
you take them out into the forest and that, or I'm just trying to find out what a wild camp is.
Yeah, so it's based at a campsite.
Yeah.
But during the course of the week, we take them out. So we canoe down the Yarra River, we hike in the state forest, we have a camp out. So we've got all the tents and sleeping bags and hiking packs. So they hike their way out to somewhere and then we do a big camp out. We cook pancakes in the morning.
With your younger camp, it's based around the campsite, isn't it?
And so
they sleep there all the time. So this one, they could be away for a night out in tents and whatever.
Exactly right.
Ah, terrific. So you had a camp at Christmas time or during the Christmas holidays.
We did.
So how many camps do you run at the same time? Like there's one there, do you run any others in Victoria or is it just the one in Victoria in that week?
We often end up with a few running at the same time. So January we had four camps in total. And they're in various states and territories of the country.
Yeah.
And then the next school holidays are April. We've got four camps happening in April. Then we have a number happen in the mid-year. And September's our busiest time of year, actually, for camps. We've got six camps running in the September school holidays too.
Sure. The winter ones, you said one about mid-year. Do you alter where that is? Because, I mean, the difference between, say, when you did this one, the temperature could be 25, 30, 35 degrees. Winter, you can get down to zero and with a top of 12 degrees during the day. So do you go to take it from a different place out of the Yarra Valley or somewhere or you just tape your activities to suit winter?
No, we just bring our thermals and we go on right ahead. So, in fact, our Yarra Rangers primary age camp is a July camp. It happens in the mid-year school holidays each year.
Yep.
So we do. It's not only zero. Sometimes it's even minus three, but the kids don't mind. We have heaps of fun. We get the campfires going. We put our gum boots on and coats and we have a great time.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I mean, I guess... For the young person, it's what you said. It's something to look forward to. I mean, it might be the only thing they get to look forward to all year.
Absolutely. And the temperature is just no barrier to having fun. Obviously, we're sensible about the activities that we choose.
Yep.
It's surprising. Even though it's the middle of winter, it's cold. It's often not that wet. So we're still able to go horse riding.
The last couple of years, we're all complaining. We haven't got enough rain coming down.
Yeah, that's right. So we just tailor it to what's available. We make sure the campfires are on and we all have a really good time.
Belinda, how many... I'm not talking in numbers of children here. I'm talking about probably percent. What percent start off with you in their primary school and go through the 6 years? Do you get 100? You wouldn't get 100% return every year, would you? Because every year starting a new camp as well.
I don't have an exact statistic for you, but we have an extremely high return rate.
I would
say, really, of every child that's eligible to come back, it would be very unusual for us to have one not come back.
All right, so we'll say this year you've got 50 children. I don't know what you have, but and I don't want to get too deep because we don't want people to sort of work out where these camps are. Say you've got 50 this year, so they move... through. I know, so they're all just moving through, aren't they? I was thinking that we're just going to compound, but it's not,
much
they're all moving.
For each camp that happens,
probably
80% of it are returning campers. So if they came the year prior, they had a standing invitation, they've got priority access to the next year.
Right.
So around 80% of our camp are returning kids each year, and about 20% new. So we have significant wait lists on all of our camps because so many of those places are already taken with kids returning, which is great and what we do. It does mean that we only have limited spots open up each year for completely new referrals.
Now, I hate to bring money into it, but... money makes the world go round and nothing comes for free. So how does the Southern Cross Camps raise their funds?
Yeah, so we're completely based on fundraising activities, and there's a combined effort from the National Office. We run several big fundraisers throughout the year.
What sort of fundraisers, Belinda?
So we have a variety of golf days in a few different states.
Yep.
And our biggest single fundraiser for the year is Cycle for Change, which is happening really soon.
Is it when?
It's the 20th to 23rd of March, and this year that event is happening in northern Tasmania. So it's a four-day bike ride. We have riders from all around the country. Each of them fundraise their position to be there. We have a number of corporate sponsors as well that get on board. So we love businesses to get behind us and back us in that. But the riders are the absolute champions of this event. They put their bodies and their bikes on the line and they turn up for four very big days of some very steep climbing and tough riding.
Do you know how long the bike ride is? If you're going 4 days, like it could be a few hundred k's.
Yeah, it's 400 kilometres.
400 kilometres?
Yeah, we have a slightly longer and a slightly shorter route. They fall just either side of 400, but it's honestly more about the vert than the distance.
Pardon me, you'd be lucky to sit there.
They're a very special group of people that put themselves up for that. You'll find me in the support cars. I bring the lunches, I fill the water bottles, I cheer them on from the top of the hill, but they're incredible.
So what sort of people, are they professional bike riders or are they just Mr. or Mrs. Average or are they business people or who are the actual riders themselves?
It's a bit of all of that, to be honest. Yeah. We do have some pretty high standard riders that have been professional in their time, but honestly, most of the people that join Cycle for Change are people that see the kids that we serve, see the problem that Southern Cross is trying to address, and they just want to do something to help. So they train, honestly, for months in the lead up. They're conducting fundraisers, sausage sizzles, all the things that you do to get funds raised, and in the meantime, they're just putting in the kilometres to be ready.
I wouldn't be able
to
sit down for a week. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Playing room as the music starts.
Now, Belinda, you were saying that, that some of the young people that do these events over a period, or camps, I should say, over a period of time, as they get older, would like to come back and volunteer. Is that the only way you get volunteers, or are you always looking for volunteers?
No, we're always looking for volunteers. Usually the best way to get in contact and get involved is to have a look at our website. There's a volunteer inquiry form, and as I mentioned before, we've got camps in all different areas around the country. Yep. So usually we're looking for volunteers from the local region to serve the kids from the local region. So we have the Yarra Rangers camp here.
Two things with that. If when you get these young people to camp and they've got their buddy, the older person that's their buddy, do you find that any of them catch up during the year, or is that really a no-no that they're only supposed to contact each other at the camps?
Yeah, we've got a really strict no contact outside of camp policy for a variety of child safety reasons. We take child safety really seriously. So the contact with the campers is just with the admins of the camp. But the volunteers get to have that week with the kids on camp. And then, as I said, a lot of the kids come back every year. A lot of our volunteers come back every year as well. So it's really special to see each other.
Let's just go down this a fraction more, just for a couple of minutes. If a person is listening today and they want to volunteer, what sort of qualities are you looking for a volunteer? So first of all, they've got to be able to pass a working with children's card. If they can't do that, forget it, and I understand that. Do they also have to pass a police test, a check as well?
Yeah, so there's a pretty thorough screening process that goes into recruiting volunteers. So the best way to get going with that is to visit the website, have a look at Southern Cross, or it's SCKC.org.au, or if you Google Southern Cross Kids Camp, you'll find us. And the first thing you do is let us know where you're from, and we connect people to their local area. If it's looking like they'd like to volunteer, absolutely, we need that working with children check. Then we have an interview screening process. We do some reference checks, and then there's quite a bit of training that happens before anyone goes to camp as well.
Sounds fair. So when they get, and I was talking to people out there now, because I know we've got quite a decent client base, listener base, and some of those have time on their hands. What would you like the volunteers, or what is expected of the volunteers after, if they've passed all this and they get onto camp? Are they, what are their jobs? Are they cooks or cleaners, or what do they do?
There's a whole variety of roles on camp. So obviously we've mentioned the buddies, and we need quite a lot of them because there's one per child. So that is, there's no particular age or demographic that makes someone a good buddy. They just need to be willing to come and come alongside a child and really focus on giving them the best week of the year. So they need to be empathetic and caring. We do all the actual training for the roles. So just because people don't have experience with kids, that's not a barrier to coming. And certainly some of the children that come on camps need some additional support around the behaviours and traumas and things that they've experienced. So we provide all of that. But people that are willing to come and just love them and be a safe, encouraging person for the week,
become part of the activity? Like if you're doing an activity, I'm not suggesting you use a flying fox or anything, because I don't know what you use, and that's probably none of our business. But do you have people that run that, or is it your staff that run those sorts of things?
Yeah, so on a camp we have a team of staff who are our volunteers.
Yep.
They run the activities, they run the craft room, they set up, pack down, they're in the drama. There's singing and dancing every day. They lead all of that. Yep. So they're all volunteer roles that we have. And then in addition to that, we've got all of our buddies. Anything that's sort of an adventure-based, licensed sort of activity that involves ropes and harnesses and things, that's all done by the campsites we use. So that's all taken care of professionally.
I was just going to ask you that. So when you select a campsite, and we don't want to know where they are or what they are, but when you hire that camp, you hire the people to run those sorts of programs, do you? Is that part of the deal?
Yeah, it's all part of the deal. Yep. So the accommodation, the food and the activities are generally all included in that.
Yep. And obviously there's no cost to the child?
No cost to the child. So, as I mentioned before, it's a fairly resource-intensive thing that we do. The average camp for us, you know, they vary a little bit, but costs around $35,000 to put on one of our camps in total. And all of that's fundraised. So there's no standing funding or government funding for us. So whenever we're not on camp, we're out fundraising, and we're always really grateful for the people that make that possible for us.
It amazes me. We waste millions. But anyway, I don't want to get on a political thing. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I'm talking to Belinda, and we're talking, Belinda represents the Southern Cross Kids Camps, a great opportunity for young children who very often it's the highlight of the year. Now, we talked at the start about how it was set up. Now, I believe you've got a big year coming up.
We do. It's a bit of a milestone for us. Yep. We are 25 years old.
When?
Well, January was
our... Now.
We are 25 now. So the first week of January was the anniversary of our very first camp, which took place... The kids were gathered from the Mount Evelyn or Yarra Ranges region, and that camp took place out in Camp Manyung many years ago.
Are any of the people originally involved with the camp still involved? I'm talking mainly the people who... formed a committee or whatever to start it, and have you had any contact with some of the young people that went through either the first or second camp?
Well, yes to both, actually. We've got quite a number of our founding members still involved.
Have you?
Absolutely, yeah. Terrific. It's I think people catch the camp bug and stick around because we're pretty passionate about what we do.
Yep.
But our founder, Carolyn Boyd, she actually passed away a number of years ago. But it was really the combined efforts of Carolyn and Pete Lusk got Southern Cross Kids Camp off the ground and started.
Could I just ask, did they have a Christian background or religious background to decide that this should happen, or were they just people who came out of the community and thought, we need to do something?
Yeah, so they were both kids pastors from two different churches.
Oh, were they?
And the idea of Southern Cross didn't actually start here. We are modelled off a camp design that's been running in the United States for 40 years. So they turned 40 last year.
So they pitched an idea from overseas.
Carolyn went overseas, saw the camp, saw what an impact it was having on the kids and went, we have to have this in Australia. So she came back here, as they say, got their friends together, her and Pete, and a dedicated team of people, and quite a few of those people are still involved to
this
day.
And so you still have some of the young people that were in the first or second camp that you still communicate with or hear from time to time?
We do, yes. And I think that's one of the really exciting things about maturing as an organisation is that there are more and more people getting in contact with us and talking about the impact that the camps had back in their childhood. Obviously, it can be tricky to stay in contact with kids, and there's requirements around privacy and all of that.
Particularly with girls, and I know that because they often get married, and I know somebody who was looking for me once knew my sister, but then, of course, she got married and they couldn't. It took them years to find me because she got married. Now, I guess that's happened with some of the young girls that in the first camps.
Yeah, well, one of the great things about working at the office is that we just have people drop in quite randomly. We'll have an email pop in or the phone will ring, and the conversations sort of always start pretty much the same way. It'll start with, oh, you probably won't remember me, but I was one of the kids on camp, you know, and I'm 25 now or I'm 30 now, and I just wanted to get in contact because it made such a difference in my life. And I actually had the fantastic privilege of catching up for coffee with one of our very first campers. So I wasn't doing camps 25 years ago, but was able to make contact. The reason we reconnected was that we actually had an email come in referring a child to our camps. And the email read, "Hi, I'm looking to refer a child. I'm a child protection worker. I know this child would benefit from the camps because I know how much I benefited from the camps."
Fantastic.
And I realised it was one of our kids come home. So we were able to catch up, have coffee, and just hear about the impact that camp had had, not only on her childhood, but actually in terms of choosing direction for her life and now being, you know, an incredible person working in child protection and paying it forward, looking to make a difference.
I've got to take one quick break and then have a paper and pencil ready. Pardon me, Belinda will give you some contact details, a variety of ways. I'm sure she'd love, if you'd like to donate some money, I'm sure she would also love it if you looked at wanting to be a volunteer. So have a paper and pencil ready and Belinda will tell you all the contact details very soon.
Can be. Oh, and
And I'm talking to Belinda from the Southern Cross Kids Camps. Now, there are a couple of ways you can get involved. First of all, to support them, I'm sure she would be happy if somebody sent along some money because, let's be honest, everything costs money, whether we like it or not. You heard her say that they don't get any government funding, which I think is poor, but anyway, it's not a political statement. It's just true. Or you may want to look at volunteering and helping at the camp. So first of all, Belinda, I know that, and we've told people, you know, if you want to get involved, certainly at a camp, you need the working with children and all that, but I'm sure you'll help them through all that. So how are they going to find out more about you?
Well, our website really is a one-stop shop.
Yep.
So www.sckc.org.au is the best way to get in contact with us, learn more about our programs, find different ways to get involved. As you said, Alan, whether it's to donate, all donations are tax deductable. So anything through the portal there, you get an instant tax receipt.
$2 and over.
$2 and over, that's right. You can also choose which camp you're directing that to, or
you can
get behind a Where Most Needed sort of project. It's also a great way to see what's coming up in the life of Southern Cross. So you can see about our upcoming fundraisers. You can support the cyclists that are right in the thick of training at the moment for Cycle for Change.
So I just want to expand on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So each rider, do they have to raise a certain amount of money to go on the ride, or they've just got to raise as much as they can?
No, they have a target each of $2,750. Yeah. So it's a significant undertaking.
So if we've got listeners today, and I know we've got a few ex-bike riders, on your website, can they fund a particular rider, or can they just fund the ride as such?
No, they can go through and choose a rider. So you can see their pictures and their blurbs and what's motivated them to do Cycle for Change this year, and they can direct their donations to support a particular person.
I've got to ask you, because I can't imagine riding 100 k's a day. I really can't. But anyway, so do you find some of those are coming back every year, or are they just sort of a big turnover in bike riders?
No, we have a really strong commitment from people that come year on year. We're really excited when we get new people come as well, and there always are some new people. The event's been growing. We're 9 years old this year for that event.
Yeah, that's right.
Which has been a fantastic journey, and it just continues to grow and expand. But there are a lot of people that have done either all or quite a number of those rides and just keep coming back.
Belinda, I've probably asked you this before, but it's a long, fair while since we did an interview. What made you get involved with this organisation? Because you could have been involved with any organisation.
Yeah, well, the reason I got involved really was just a personal invitation from someone that told me a bit about it and invited me to come and be a buddy to a child.
So you started off being a buddy.
I started as a buddy, that's right, 16 years ago.
Were you?
Yeah.
No, I would not say that. I'll get myself. I was going to say I didn't. That you must have been a kid yourself.
Not
that's
quite.
That's a bit sexist, so I don't want to say anything like that. Look, I think it's terrific, and the more I've heard in the years that I've mentioned to you off air that I've done a number of interviews with organisations that supply foster carers and people like that. There are some really damaged young people out there, which shouldn't be. But A, they are, and as a group, we need to support those in any way we possibly can.
Yeah, well, there's so many ways to get behind camp. Yep. Not everybody hears the buddy description and thinks that's for them, but, you know, it really is a case of many hands make light work. Yep. And I think most people hear the circumstances and backgrounds of these kids and they're not okay with it. Yep. And Southern Cross gives people a variety of ways to get behind supporting these kids and contribute to making camps possible. So whether it's volunteering, whether it's donating, we put up on our Facebook today, you can follow us on Facebook. We have a coffee subscription service that's fundraising for us as well.
So. We didn't mention that you've got a Facebook page.
Yeah, so if you follow us on Facebook, you'll get all the updates. You'll see some photos coming out of camps.
SCKC or is it the full name?
It's Southern Cross Kids Camps Australia. Right. Yeah, and so you'll see all the action coming off our camps every school holidays, and you'll be able to follow us along for Cycle for Change and things as well, and variety of fundraisers that take place across the year.
You just said something about coffee, and coffee always treats us all. What was that?
Yeah, so we've got an exciting new partnership with a local Yarra Valley business, actually supplying ethically sourced and hand roasted coffee. So you can do one-off purchases or you can do subscription-based purchases. You get fantastic coffee, and Southern Cross gets some money,
out of
that as well. So that's on our Facebook if you're interested.
Sounds good. So go to the Southern Cross Kids Camps on Facebook. Unfortunately, our time has come to an end. As I always say, the hour goes very quickly, but thank you for coming in, Belinda, and we look forward to talking to you later in the year, and I hope you get a whole lot of new volunteers and some money coming in.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, Alan. Great to see you.